Hey, if you're looking to get into the game of raising capital, the easiest way to do it is through the fund of funds structure. And luckily for you, I created an incredible 9-module course on the topic, and I want to give it to you for free. To get access to it, just go to fundoffundsmastery.com, put your name, email, and phone number in, and I will email you the full course. Look, we all know that real estate has created more millionaires than pretty much any other business. The problem is, it's also created a lot of heartaches and bankruptcies. Sure, we can get access to a ton of real estate education on the internet, but that's precisely the problem. How can we tell which strategies will consistently produce asymmetric returns and which should be avoided at all costs? My goal is to give real estate entrepreneurs, capital raisers, and investors all of the secrets so that we can grow our portfolios without dealing with costly investment nightmares. And that's what this program is all about. I'm Hunter Thompson, and welcome to the Cashflow Connections Real Estate Podcast. How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to the show, and welcome back to another Raise Masters Radio episode where we interview people that are crushing it inside our community. We have Charles Zhu here, who is going to talk to us all about niching down, being yourself, being your authentic self, and what it will do for your business. It can totally revolutionize your business. Trust me, I've seen it happen in my businesses, and it is incredible when you attract those dream clients that are actually buying into who you are in your authentic self. We'll talk all about that in just a second. Charles, tell us about your business model, man. What kind of real estate are you looking at? I know you were recently in Texas. Talk about those deals.
Yes. So, hey, Hunter, thank you for inviting me. It's really an honor to be here and then talk to you and then all the members in the community. So, I just got back from Texas last night, actually midnight. So that was actually our deal in San Angelo, a smaller city in Texas. So my business model is we do our own deals as a GP team. Me and my business partner, we started underwriting our own deal about 2 to 3 years ago. As you know, it's very challenging. Everyone tried to rush into the syndication of the world. Price is so high, cap rates is still very low. So we've underwritten probably 200-300 deals, right? And then we landed one or two of them. And then that's on the GP or more active side of the house. And then at the same time, I want to provide a pipeline of steady and good investment to our investors as well. So that's why the other side of the house will be as a fund of fund manager business structure. So while I really partner with solid operators, looking at their deals and then really think about what is the risk reward profile for each of the deal.
Totally.
And then work with my investors to see, okay, those are the good deals that I will personally invest myself. So do you want to invest along with me while we're working our own deal? So those kind of the two sides of the house we're looking for really provide value to our investors in that sense. Yeah.
I love that. So basically you're a GP, but you also implement the fund of funds model just to increase deal flow for your investors. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yep, I love that.
Exactly right.
I love that. And so, yeah, we'll talk about that in just a second, but that's, you know, one of the best ways to attract investors and to keep them engaged is to do deals. And so we've seen more and more sponsors include a fund of funds strategy in some capacity, whether it's in the same asset class or a different asset class. It allows you to open up your deal pipeline, new asset classes, new geographic locations. And I just feel like, especially now that transaction volume is so low, it's really important that sponsors start taking that very, very seriously. Because you can partner with some excellent operators if you can come up with $1 million, $500,000, and you're kind of in the game and the economics make sense. Okay, cool. So before we even did this though, tell me about your background. How did you get into real estate?
Yeah, so it's a kind of a typical story from a Silicon Valley standpoint. I came to the US in 2008 for my graduate school. So I did graduate school, then I moved from Georgia to California and then for job, right? And then I worked for, you know, the big companies here for more than 12 years and then climbed through the rank. And then I started investing in real estate about 12, 13 years ago. So that's a single family house here and there in California and in Georgia, because that's where I went to school. Then over the time, I figured out two things. One is it's getting more and more expensive, right? And then all the cash flow became negative, mostly in California. And then the management hurdle becomes so high that I couldn't afford to, I couldn't keep up. So then I transferred that from a active to a passive standpoint. I want to find real estate from more a passive standpoint. So that's why I figured out the syndication model. I invest that as a LP learned a ton about this business, how to underwriting, how to look at deal debt structure, how to vet the sponsors, how to vet the deal, go to conferences, build networks. And then that takes years to achieve, right? So today I'm very comfortable in this world. I become one of the GPs as well. But then I want to save people the trouble or the learning curve and then provide the same value to them without them spending years in this process for themselves. Really just think about 3-4 years ago where I was at that time and then try to help that person become more efficient or more confident in this investment world.
Totally. And obviously your background, Silicon Valley, you have a network that has a lot of people that have a lot of money and are making quite good money, but some of them don't really see a path to what they consider financial freedom or getting out of the rat race or something like that. Is that something that you talk about in your marketing? Does that resonate with your audience?
Totally. Yeah. So that's one of the biggest one. Again, it's the, how do you get out of the race, right? And how do you get prepare yourself for the next 5-10 years where you don't necessarily need to quit your job, but you can if you want to. That's first one. The second piece is really from a assets allocation standpoint, I was very, very heavily, very over-indexed in stocks, right? Stocks and then through my own portfolio and RSU. That's very common in Silicon Valley. A lot of the big companies, not necessarily Silicon Valley. So how do I get out of it? And how do I have more control on my own networks? So that's really the second really big point for me and for my investors as well. So those two, I think, are the North Stars for me and for my investors.
When you got into this, did you have a bit of imposter syndrome about talking about this stuff publicly? Or how did you go about like finding out how you were going to communicate this, you know, talking about it? Do you use social media? Do you use LinkedIn? I'd love to hear about this because I know you take this business very seriously, but I'd love to hear kind of how you made that transition and what thoughts you had internally about when you were making the transition.
Yeah, absolutely. Imposter syndrome is very, very true. I never sold anything before this. Or actually, I still don't see this as a selling business. But yeah. Still, I was never very nervous to promote something to other people. Right? I've been investing alongside with my own money and then make some progress over the years. I was very comfortable doing that with my own money. But using investors' capital is a whole different ballgame, as you know. Right? And then I was thinking to myself, like, who am I? Why are people trusting me to allocate their capitals? But then what really changed my mindset is I have the experience and then I have the network. I sort of try to provide this service to people as a value for them. So they can still say no. But if I don't provide this opportunity for them to even say no, then I'm doing a disservice for them. Right. So I want to provide this awesome asset class, which I really believed in, because all the deal I invest in or I promote to my investors, I invest in all of them.
Yeah.
So it's really providing value to them. They can still say no for whatever reason. That's totally fine. But I want to provide this option to them so people can choose. People know there is another way to do this investment, this thing, and then to control their financial future. So that's my mindset change and how to overcome imposter syndrome. And then from social media standpoint, yes, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook. And also, given my background, a lot of my investors are from overseas, especially from a Chinese-speaking community.
Yeah.
Right. So they go on different platforms as well. So I was there pretty, very heavily. It's called Little Red Book. So, and also it's a Mandarin version and a community that it's sort of a combination of Facebook and then Instagram. So I was there a lot and then really publish content to educate people and then to advise them how to think about financial freedom, how to think about your income versus your assets, this type of thing. So I think that's really get to know your audience and then go where they go and then provide value to them. This is really a very simple formula, but it works, but it's harder to do than say in the sense for sure.
Yes, totally. And so you obviously invested in Raise Masters. You probably, you know, if someone told you, hey, like, find out where your clients are and go to them and tell them your pain points. Yeah. It's like, okay, cool, got
Absolutely.
It. It's a little bit more difficult than that. And when you get into it, the nuances matter because to hit them, to speak to their soul, to hit them right in the heart, you got to know exactly what to say and how to listen. How did you uncover, like, you know, modeling their language, modeling their pain points, you know, putting yourself in their position. How is that something? Because that's not, you haven't spent the last 12 years of your career doing that. That's a relatively new, you know, part of your business. How have you taken to that?
Right.
And how, you know, how have you, over the last couple of months, how has that kind of changed your business and the way you raise capital?
Yeah, that comes back to our discussion on imposter syndrome, right? So I'm not from a traditional real estate background, not my family or my even my degree or my job, right? So it's relatively new to me. And then at the end of the day, what I figured out is you just have to be real, be yourself, right? You tell people, hey, this is something I start doing myself, but then now I try to help more people. I just try to provide value to you. That's it. And then I'm not trying to be some guru or some expert in any domain at all. I really just try to look at the mirror and say, okay, where I was 3-4 years ago, where is this person today, right now, right? Let me find those people and help them and tell them, this is what I've done and this is how it helped me over the last 3, 4, 5 years. And then you can do that too. And I will help you to do that. That's it. Nothing really fancy, or again, I'm not trying to pretend anyone else at all. Just really be myself. Think about over the last few years, what have I done? And can I use my experience help people like me 3, 4, 5 years ago? And if I can do that, I'm happy. I think I'm providing a lot of value to those people. That's really it.
And you owe it to them, you know, and you saw the volatility in the stock market and the lack of predictability, the lack of cash flow, the lack of tax incentives. And it's like that product, maybe that product plays a role in a portfolio. And I do believe that stocks do play a role in everyone's portfolio, especially accredited investors. You want liquidity in your portfolio for emergencies, and even because it's a relatively good investment. But real estate, especially privately owned real estate, aka non-REITs, most people, if you were to ask them what percentage of your portfolio should be invested in private real estate, they would not say none, right? And so it's like clearly they just don't know that you can. And so it's up to you to kind of show them the benefits of the vehicle. And then they can have an honest conversation about what percentage it should be. And usually that's a pretty significant percentage of their net worth that they probably think should be. And if you can be the person that shares this incredible vehicle with them, and you can uncover and help them uncover that it should be way bigger than it currently is, they will funnel a significant portion of their net worth over to you and trust you with their money. And so let's talk about results. You've only said you've done a couple of deals, but people are always asking, you know, I want to learn about capital raising. Like in terms of dollars, what's the asset under management that you've closed, if you're willing to share, in the dollars that you've raised, just implementing the strategies that you just implemented or outlined?
Yeah, so far I joined RaiseMaster about a year or so. I raised about $1.7 million across 3 deals.
Let's go.
And then... Thanks. Yeah, kudos to you and all the help from the community in RaiseMaster. And they are very open. They're very experienced. A lot of people are very experienced and they're very open. They are very generous with their time and their focus. They really interested in your business, in your growth, actually. So that's really the power of a group of like-minded people and then helping community. So what I did was I go very personal with each investors. I try to connect with them on a personal level and then tell them my story and then really show them this is what I would deploy my capital anyways, because I like those deals. I like my own deal, obviously. And also if I reinvest in other people's deal as a fund manager, that's the vehicle I use to deploy my own capital. Doesn't really matter you're coming along with me or not this time, but I just want to provide this option to you. So you know, I'm here for you. And then whenever you're ready, we can work out something together. So that's really my approach, to show them I'm real and I'm trying to deploy my own capital to invest. So people are getting more comfortable with that.
Love it. And this is, you know, 1.7 million, which congratulations on that. It's not kudos to me.
Thank you.
Kudos to you, because I know it's difficult to do that, especially in today's climate. But now you're starting to build out these processes. The next 1.7 million is going to be way easier than the first 1.7 million. And then you'll find quickly that the next 9 million or 10 million is going to be just as hard as the first 1 million. And so I'm really excited for you, because I know it's just going to keep compounding. And if you continue to deliver on your promises, those same investors will come back and come back. And if you just add, you know, 20 investors a year, 50 investors a year, by 5 years, you can raise tens of millions of dollars, by hundreds of millions of dollars under management, if that's what you want to do, and help a lot of people. So I'm real excited for you, and just it's an honor to be part of the journey. Before we jump off there, let the listeners know how they can learn more about you, your company, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah. So the best way to learn what I do is just go to our website, investegcapital.com. EG stands for Evergreen. That's the initial of my company. Again, investegcapital.com.
Great. We'll link to that show notes page. Thanks a bunch. Talk to you soon.
Hey, how would you like to get into the game of raising money right now by partnering with a company that already has a massive infrastructure, already has boots on the ground, already has a big team? If you want to learn more about that, I created a course on how to do this. It's called Fund of Funds Mastery, and you can get it all for free at fundoffundsmastery.com.